Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We moved some of the cattle back home this week and we'll be working calves in the very near future. Then the fun of AI season will be starting. I thought I'd share a little soundbite of this job back before my crew grew up and found better jobs. Such a buckaroo mob you seldom will see. A grandma, four kids, and the foreman, that's me, trying to wrangle this motley crew so the cows are corralled before the evening is through. As we enter the pasture, I lay out the plot and hope that everything works like it ought. The cows are described by color and number. As my list gets longer, my help starts to slumber. We need 301. She's a black brockle face. Her ear tag is green. Check the blues just in case. When you've got them paired up, use the gate by the tank. Let's hustle, because the clouds are forming a bank. Mom is to my right doing pony side passes. My daughter to the left, she don't have her glasses. And the boys are loping right through the main herd, singing without a discouraging word. And I'm questioning if this job makes any sense when Tink nips a calf and it runs through the fence. Then one of the boys comes back on the flash chasing 031 on a 100-yard dash. I thought you said red. Isn't that number right? The foreman, that's me, gets a little uptight. Before we go further, I need to explain, with grandmas and kids, you don't talk like John Wayne. You very soon find, if you give your tongue slack, that the help takes it in and then plays it all back. I said I'm the foreman, not the same as the boss. She stays at headquarters on my ear she might toss. If she hears from the crew while they're hitting the hay, an expanded vocabulary they heard Daddy say. Then I hear about it in a tone none too sweet. When it comes to kids' minds, there's no hit and delete. We need 301. Her ear tag is green. I yell it out louder. Sound kinda mean. Hardly get noticed. Sure wish I could whistle. The boys are playing tag. Mom's pulling a thistle. My daughter's horse is grazing the grass. If this is a test, I probably won't pass. My mount hits a lope as I beller and blow. We never will finish if you keep moving slow. Tink, get over here. Mom, go to the right. Sis, see if that calf is somewhere in sight. Oh, I forgot you can't see the tag. Well, come over here and follow this bag. Boys, what are you doing? Get it in gear. You found the calf. Well, bring him up here. Sis, go left. Don't let him turn back. Tink, back off and give him some slack. Three boys on the ground. Did they stumble and fall? No, they dismounted when they heard nature call. Tink, sit. Sis, go. Mom, fill up the gap. One boy has remounted, now he's taking a nap. The cow goes right, she's making a break. I'm riding a colt, this could be a mistake. Get in front of the cow, I shout out in vain. Dad, my saddle's slipping and it's starting to rain. Sis, help your brother. Turn around, you old bat. No, not you, Mom. Just stay where you're at. Keep the calf with the cow. Don't let him split up. Go the other way now. Oh, you crazy pup. Tink, sit. Sis, go. Mom, turn toward the gate. We'll take them on through. You're doing just great. Come over here, boys. Don't be moving slow. We've got one pair sorted. There's just a dozen to go. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.